This is the only kind of book I like to read. Hi, James Mingvid. This is the only book I like to read, or kind of book. I say this because it's a very funny word, only, because it has a cousin named just. And only and just in the English language get used a lot. You'll hear people, I just want this and I only want that. So a lot of students who are studying English will believe that they are the same word or they're almost exactly the same. But this is not true. Only and just have one similar meaning, and you might say 60% of the time they match up, so you can say it. It's only $5, it's just $5. But don't get confused that because they match up like that, that they're always the same. So this is why E's having a problem. He looked at this sentence, this is the time you can come. Is it, this is the just time you can come, or this is the only time you can come? Well, today's lesson, I'm going to help address your problem with only and just, and help you figure it out and give you a couple of other uses for them. Are you ready? Let's go to the board. Okay, E, let's figure out which one should be. And I'm going to tell you right now that this is the only time. And when we get over here, we're going to figure out why. Okay, so just. Just and only are similar when we use them in an adverb word way. And in this case, for just, it means no more than one. And for, excuse me, only, it means exclusive. Well, what does exclusive mean? Exclusive means is one of a kind, right? Or you're not, if it's exclusive, nothing else can come around it. So if you go to an exclusive club, for instance, to go dancing, maybe only people who are wearing polo shirts can go. It's exclusive. If you don't have a polo shirt, you cannot go, because it means to exclude, right? So in this case, we have, and the adverb for just, it means no more than. No more than this. So no more than five or no more than one. So when we say, for an example, they just wanted my money, it was no more than money. It's not your brains or your talents or your good looks. It's only the money they're talking about. And you might have noticed how I dropped the word only in that sentence. I could do with that. I could say, they only wanted my money, because in this case, they are very similar. And you can see the scale is balanced. When we talk about only, and we talk about exclusive, here's an example, right? Exclusive meaning to exclude. We have only two tickets left. All the tickets are gone except these two. There are no more than that. So in this case, it's like, oh, look, James said no more than. I'm like, yeah, see, we can use them almost in a similar fashion. We have only two tickets left, exclusive, it's special. But this is down here. I'm going to put down here, sorry. These ones are not similar. When we're looking in this particular case, where they're not similar, you cannot use the same words in the sentences that I've provided underneath, because they won't make any sense. Just look at the word just. In this case, it means exactly. Exactly. So if I say, this vacation is just what I need, I cannot say, this vacation is only what I need. It doesn't have the same meaning. This means exactly what I need, right? Over here, so let's finish this one off. With another one we can say is just very recent. Very recent means almost close to now. I'll give you an example. I had just missed the bus. I cannot say I had only missed the bus. Just missed the bus here means the time is here now, and the bus was missed maybe 2 minutes before. I just missed it. A short time from now. Only will not work here. And these are the two cases in which just differs from only. Good? Let's go on to the side of the board. And I'll give you two more cases so you have four examples. And you can start to see why 60% of the time they are similar, right? But why you cannot use them, you know, interchangeably, like just say only all the time or just all the time. Because it will change the meaning of the sentence. Now, when we talk about only, it means one choice. Sorry, not one choice. When we talk about adjective for only, here I said only, I couldn't think of another word for it because it's one. If only I can put this, I could just put this here. I couldn't think of another word except the one. The one thing, right? She was the only woman to love me. This isn't talking about exactly. It wouldn't make any sense. She was the just woman to love me. It wouldn't make any sense. It means there's one category or one thing. And you can see only has one written in it. So one is the best thing. And I couldn't even think of another word to replace only in here except only. Just doesn't work. When we look down here, we have another adjective using for only, and it's the only choice, the only choice. So in this one, it says one, the one. Here it means you have no other choices. You might think this or that, but you can only go in one direction. Okay? It's the only place I like to eat means I cannot make a choice. Maybe I'm a vegetarian. Oh, this is a good one. I'm a vegan with gluten allergies and peanut allergies. So the sheep restaurant or the sheep grass restaurant is the only choice for me because everything else will kill me. I had no choice. It's the only choice I can make. Cool? So if we look over here, as an adverb, they can both be used as adverbs. And exclusive is similar to no more than. Okay, it means limitation. And if we want to look at when they're not similar, it's rather interesting that we have, in this case, these ones are both adverbs. And in this case, they're both used as adjectives. So that should be able to help you figure out whether or not you should use just and only, besides the definitions I've given you. Cool? All right. Well, you know that's never enough for me. This is only the beginning, or just the beginning. See, I can use these here. Same. Let's go to the board. We got some homework to do, a quiz, and a few more pieces of information about just and only I want you to have. Ready? And we're back. Just in the nick of time. I want to give you a couple more uses for just, and a third one I haven't written on the board, but I'll just say it. I didn't mean to say that. Okay, so just one more. Just can also be used for barely, and barely means by a little, not by much, so a very small amount. The example I have here is, I have just enough money to go. So what does that mean? It means I don't have much more. So let's just say I'm taking the bus, and the bus costs $1, and I have $1.50. That's not a lot of money. It's a very small amount of money, right? So you got $1, the bus costs, okay. You have $1.50, okay? The bus costs $1.25. You don't have a lot of money. You barely have enough. 25 cents difference and you cannot take the bus, okay? That means barely. Next is also an adverb use. Really or absolutely. Sometimes when we say just, we mean really or absolutely. Here's my example. That's just stupid. In other words, that's really stupid. That's absolutely stupid. And people will say it with that tone, right? You just got here? You really just got, like you really are here now at this time when you're late? That's another way we use it. The tone will even change when we say that. That's why I like that one. That's just stupid. It's absolutely stupid. Sorry. Now that I've done those two for you, I've had a bit of a laugh for myself. Let's go back to the board because we have four questions that are begging to be answered. And I'll be honest, there's one trick question in there, so you'll have to be very careful when you answer it. Are you ready? First question is, or the first statement we have is, it was the something choice you could make. What would you say? It was the something choice she could make. Mm-hmm. Correct. Only. It's the only choice you could make. You had no other options, or the options that were given to you were not very good ones. So it's the only choice you could make. How about this one? And look at the position it's in. Remember we talked about looking about adverb or adjective? It was the only choice. There's an adjective use, and you go, oh yeah, there was the one we had at the bottom here. I said, only one choice to make, and an adjective, and there you go. Let's look at the next one. That glass of water was... Yes, just what I needed. In this case, just means exactly. Do you remember we talked about adverb and exactly? And here's our verb, and it's modifying the verb. So it was adverb was just what I needed. And what did we say over here? Adverb use, right? And change that word to exactly, and it works. And that's how we remember that one. What about number three? You are person allowed in here. Now, is this an adverb or an adjective? You look carefully, it's an adjective, only person, a specific person, right? The only person allowed. And because it's exclusive, remember we talked about something being exclusive? So they're the only person allowed in here. Cool. Now, let's do the last one. This one's a bit tricky. Because depending on what you're looking at, well, why don't you figure it out? I'm going to let you look at it and tell me what the answer could be. Yes, you're right. I wasn't being too nice. It could be either one. There are only 5 tickets available or just 5 tickets available. If we say there are just... We're looking at an adverb modifying this word. And if we say only, it's going with the 5, it's going with this word. Either word can be used in this sentence, and this is when we say that only and just are very similar in many situations. And now you can see why. It depends what's being modified in the sentence. And that was a tough one because it could go either way. But I also know you were smart and you paid attention to what I said earlier on, so you would know that both cases are available. Anyway, you've done a really good job, and I would like to make sure we really get this deep inside so you don't make the mistake that native speakers actually, we don't ever make. And when I thought about this particular lesson, I thought, I've never really thought about it because I just know it. But then I hear students make a mistake and I understand why. It can be difficult because people don't give you the smaller reasons as to why. They give you the one big similar one and you think it should fit everywhere. But you know differently, and I'm glad about that. But I'd like you to do some homework as per usual. I want you to make up a paragraph using only and just twice each. So a paragraph can have 5 or 6 sentences, and then I want you to use only for when you're talking about exclusive or no more than when we're talking about just. Use them and see how you can play with the sentences to deepen your understanding of the two words, whether they're adjectives or adverbs. Cool. Well, listen, glad you stuck it out with me this long. I want you to go to www.ing.com because there's a quiz waiting with your name on it. And when you do the homework, put it up on either the website at IngVid or you can put it on YouTube because what will happen is, I guarantee you because I've seen it, people respond. And then that response, that's a great way to further your English because you can work with other people from all over the world to improve your English. As well as check out to see if you got it right or not. That's a good thing. Anyway, I've got to go. I'm looking around and I can't see because I never can. They changed this thing. There's going to be a subscribe button. Press it and you're going to see a little bell. Hit that bell because that bell will notify you anytime any new stuff I have coming out. So if you like this video and if you like this shirt, this is from Francisco in Paraguay. Thanks, Francisco. Hit the bell and you'll know my latest and greatest or my latest and best or whatever I have that can help you. And as always, thank you and thank you for sharing with your friends. And I look forward to seeing you the next time. Have a good one. It's only make believe.